Well, it's actually early Tuesday morning, January 19th, and I thought I'd do an update on the S dropout and detecting more cases of the UK variant or B.1.1.7. I kind of suspected, I knew that there'd been like a couple dozen that had been identified and had not been reported. And they were indirectly reported this evening when the CDC came out with this update of cases in the US. And their number went up pretty dramatically, and the primary reason for the dramatic increase was 24 new cases in Florida. That is what my suspicion was. I knew they had about 24 new ones a week ago, and nobody had been reporting them. And if I was going to pick a state that wasn't going to report anything, it would be Florida. Florida really hasn't said a whole lot about the 22 that they have. The first one they said was in Martin County, but then they got 21 more, which were put on deposit at GSAD, so they were public. But the problem with those are the they don't really tell you where. They just say it's in Florida, and it's done by Helix, and Helix is located in California, so that doesn't tell you a whole lot as far as where they are in Florida. And Florida just has been silent on this, so it's not clear if these are up by Martin County, whether these are all over the state. And now it's even more indirect in that these 24 haven't been deposited yet, so there's no information on them at all, other than CDC showing they're in Florida. So Helix really has identified the bulk of the cases in the U.S. They were responsible for most of the cases in California, which are in San Diego County. They I think are responsible for all except for a couple that were done by Scripps in San Diego County. And they were responsible for all the cases in Florida, which was 22 and now is 46. So they've got 46 there and probably close to 35. So that's like 80 right there. Then they did the first cases in Georgia, Pennsylvania, I think Indiana. Indiana added three more today, so that's probably theirs also. And so they've been pretty successful at using the S dropout approach. And unfortunately, in the case of Florida anyway, there's not a whole lot of information. So Florida actually now is number one in the country with 46 cases, followed by Florida with 40 cases. Florida is known where all the cases are in Florida. Most of them are in San Diego County, a couple are in San Bernardino County, and one's in LA County. And that's almost all of the 40 cases. All that's known about Florida is there's one in Martin, and there's 45 others somewhere. I'm sure some of them are in Martin County, but where they are in Florida really isn't clear. Just as an aside, there's a lot of talk about a new variant in California, L452R. I'm not totally convinced on that one for a couple of reasons. One is it's mostly in California, and it's probably more in Northern California. And Northern California was an area that didn't really have much of the G clade, which is the D614G, which is in all of the variants, and that's pretty much taken over the world. But one of the last holdouts would have been Northern California. So this new variant that's it is the G clade. So it's got a receptor binding domain change L452R, but then it's also got D614G, and it may not have much competition, essentially, and therefore is able to become a fairly high percentage of the population. D614G in and of itself, with no other changes in the spike protein, was enough to conquer the world, essentially. That almost all new cases now are do have G64 or D614G, and I think that might be what's going on in part. The other reason I'm a little suspect is sequences with that receptor binding domain actually are starting to look more like the other variants. There's like five of them in New York that have picked up the three deletions, and in NSP6, which is they're the same. They're the same. I don't know if I said six. There's three deletions. They're the same three deletions that are in all of the other variants, all of the other, agreed upon variants. The UK one, the one in South Africa, and the one in Brazil. They all have three amino acids deleted in NSP6. They all involve the same three, and there are sequences in New York that also are missing those. With the UK strain, there's three more deletions in S, and the ones in New York have one of those. They have the deletion of position 145 is also missing. So in that case, it's got that L452R, and it's got four deletions, three in the NSP6 and one in S. In addition, there actually are some sequences that have the N501Y in association with this L452R. So it's kind of like that alone isn't enough. It's going and picking up some of these other mutations that are in other variants, and is doing that in Europe, and is doing that in New York. And in both of those cases, they've got more competition. They're competing against, the G clade took over those locations, almost a year ago now. And so it's tougher sledding to kind of be number one in those areas. You got tough competition, whereas in California, there are a bunch of wimps out there. They're just the S clade, and they're they just needed to have some stiff competition, and they just kind of fall by the wayside. So I'm not that convinced that the L450 QR, it's not. There's about, if you just look at that one change, there are about 700 sequences in the database with that change, and about 100 of them are in New York, and 100 of them are in Europe, and about 400 to 500 are in California. So California's got more than anybody else, but there's a lot of places that don't have much of anything in those, and it's been around for a while. It was in Denmark back in like over the summer initially, and so the media is making a lot of noise about that, but I think that, you know, that's a virus that looks good as long as there isn't much competition. So that's where we are right now. The three variants that I've been mapping, I think, are the name of the game. CDC is predicting that the UK variant is going to basically be the dominant strain in the US, and it's certainly got a good foothold in Southern California and Florida. And I still think that there's a lot of it in Los Angeles County, and they're not really picking it up. I mean, really only a small percentage of the actual cases get sequenced, and you know, there's a I'm not sure how they're making their selection or what they're sequencing, but I don't think they're using the S dropout, because it's kind of like when you export a variant or a given sequence, then that usually means you've got a lot of it. And the fact that they exported this to Oregon, and then Oregon, the contact is somebody associated with the University of Portland. But and then that person got infected, and then University of Washington was able to detect both of them. You know, it makes me think that there's a lot of it in LA County. They're not really doing the right test to pick it up easily. Now, along those lines, the one that was up in Washington, at least the media reports said that Quest Diagnostic was involved with that, and Quest just signed an agreement with the CDC. And so I think that Quest, who probably has a ton of sequences, or at least a ton of PCR results, can they, I mean, there's more than one PCR test, and not all of them have the primers targeting S where the 6970 deletion is, and so they don't really. You know, they'll give you three positives. They won't give you a dropout. But some of the tests will give you a dropout. And since Quest, if the media report's accurate, they would seem that Quest is using the S gene and using a primer where the 6970 is, and they wouldn't be able to pick up dropouts. And my guess is with an agreement with the CDC. The CDC is obviously interested in finding these variants, and they've got contracts with multiple labs. It's not just Helix. And although Helix is having the greatest success, I'm not sure if they're just testing more, or they just got lucky states to look at, or they got a couple, you know, jackpots, because I mean they've got two areas, you know, Southern California and Florida, that seem to have a lot of variants, or at least a lot of the UK variant. And as long as they have somebody that's actually looking for the dropouts, and they're running the right PCR test, they're going to get a lot of leads. And if they sequence them, then probably going to get a lot of positives.